Hi there. This is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. It's past midwinter now, and we're looking ahead, dreaming of spring. It's the sun's fault. The sun is out a lot longer now compared to the winter solstice. According to my calculations, we have over 2 more hours of daylight every day compared to the solstice. It's waking everybody up. The four-leggeds and the winged creatures are all beginning to stir. Once winter gets into its 4th month here, everyone begins to get antsy. One of my nightly bed companions is a dog called a miniature pincher, or Minpin. Minpins are antsy 12 months out of the year. Doesn't matter what the season. A small dog, about 17 pounds, who has no coat to speak of, so he has to sleep under the covers, out of necessity. Wood heat means temperatures in my house rise and fall in big fluctuations. It may be 60 when I go to bed, but it's 45 when I get up. The Minpin and some of the kitties share space under the covers. The sled dogs, a.k.a. house huskies, may start out on the bed, but they usually end up on other furniture or on the floor. Lately, the barred owls have been a lot more vocally active at night, just like the ravens are during the day. Here's a typical nighttime scenario. It's cold, windy, and dark outside. Maybe midnight or 1 in the morning. Everyone inside the house is warm, relaxed, and sound asleep. Perhaps dreaming of green grass or, in my case, fresh tomatoes. But whatever, you get the picture. The human and all the animals are peacefully snoozing. Then, breaking the silence, a barred owl starts to call from the trees close to the house. Barred owls are loud, and their calls can be, if you're not used to them, pretty shocking when they come out of the dark woods. The Minpin, who has ears that are more sensitive than any dog I've ever known, starts to growl, growling under the covers. It's a rumbling, kind of like what you would think a volcano would do before it blew. The barred owl starts to call again, and the Minpin starts to bark under the covers. The barred owl calls again, and then it seems like there's an on-off switch that gets switched into the on position at this point in the Minpin brain. The peaceful slumbers explode into noise and action. The Minpin charges out of the blankets and starts jumping up and down on the bed, barking, "Danger! Danger! All hands on deck! Intruder! Intruder!" I wake up. heart pounding. "What? What?" The cats have all abandoned ship by this time, and the huskies are wide awake, and all it takes is just one more vocalization from the barred owl, and the huskies start to howl. If you've ever lived with a husky, you know they love the chance to sing, or to us, the chance to howl. So the Minpin is barking, still. The huskies are howling, and the human is, by this time, wide awake and wondering why she ever went to bed at all. If it wasn't for that pesky little responsibility called a job, getting woke up at midnight would be no big deal. The barred owl keeps calling, and the barking and the howling keep going on inside the house. I roll my eyes by this point and give up on sleep, putting on slippers to go feed the wood stove, putting on boots and a coat to take everybody outside to pee. Then we all come back in and settle back to the peace and quiet, because once you go outside, all that commotion usually makes the owl fly away. But not always. I have been woken up twice in the same night by a barred owl calling and the ensuing chaos. It doesn't happen too often, thank goodness. Over time, I've developed a conspiracy theory about the whole situation, and I've come to the conclusion that the barred owl, or owls, plural, know darn well the reaction they're getting. If we can hear them, then certainly they can hear us. And I think they like it. I know. This is anthropomorphizing to the nth degree here. But I'm convinced I have a barred owl in the backyard with a sick sense of humor. Maybe more than one barred owl in the backyard.
"Hey, Ralph."
"Hey, Frank. What are you doing?"
"Well, see that house? Watch what happens when I start doing the call.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks. Helps pass the time. Know what I mean?
So, call it cabin fever, or call it Lake County winter psychosis. But whatever you call it, the MinPin alert system will keep me abreast of all the excitement happening in the wee hours in the North Woods. I've often thought about the word grace when things like this happen. Four-legged animals and winged creatures, whether inside my house or outside, have shown me moments of grace over and over through the years. They're lucky, unencumbered by layers of pain, grief, doubt. They are their true selves, all of the time, shining with the grace of life. Well, this is Sunny signing off. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. In the meantime, drive carefully and don't forget to be grateful.